You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
I want to ask you a question this morning. What have you put your hands to? What have you put your hands to that God can bless? Why am I saying that? Because in Deuteronomy, the Lord said, Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. He says, I'm going to bless everything you put your hands to. So I'm asking you, what have you put your hands to? What have you put your hands to? Because that's what God's going to bless. Amen. Turn to the person that you say, God blesses the work of your hands. He says, I'm going to bless everything that you set your hands to. Amen. Look at verse 12. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. Can I have one amen? This is what God says. He says, listen, I'm going to bless all, everything that you put your hands to. I'm asking you the question, what have you put your hands to? If you're a doctor or an architect or an engineer or a mother just looking after the children, dad alone with the children, hands are linked to everything that we do. When I greet somebody, I greet them with my hands. I'm blessing them. Welcome to church. Amen. When we give with our hands. Amen. So this is the key that God has given us. He blesses the work of our hands. When we worship God, we lift up holy hands. Say, God, I bless you. I honor you. Amen. In Matthew, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. I know it means it's here, but just think about it. He said, everything that you touch in the kingdom at hand. He said, go and lay hands on the sick, and then they will recover. Go and put your hands on it, because I've blessed your hands for Christian service. God blesses the work of our hands. Turn to the person next to you and say, whether you like it or not, God has blessed your hands. So I'm telling you now, whether you are pouring a cup of coffee, whether you are making food, whether you are designing something, whether you are seeing a patient, whether you're a teacher, it doesn't matter what you are doing. God blesses the work of your hands. Young people, can I give you some advice? When you are young and you've got a lot of energy, put your hands to as many things as you can. What do I mean? Do as much as you can. Help as much as you can. So that God can bless everything that you are busy with. Not sit at home and do nothing. Can I tell you something? Because I know God blesses the work of our hands, there's hope for this nation. Because if we go out as a generation knowing that our hands are blessed, we can be a blessing in our community, in cities, in a province, in a nation. Jesus said, go into the world. Lay your hands on the sick. Go be a blessing. What have you put your hands to? You decide whether these hands will bless, whether these hands will help, or these hands will hurt. But the Bible says, whatever you put your hands to, it will be blessed. Just think about that. Can I tell you something? End of 2001, I had to leave the ministry. My son was born premature. We had a lot of medical expenses. And actually, in that time, we moved back into the house with my parents. And I started working again. But as a pastor, I said, God, I want to be a blessing. So God had just placed this thing in my heart, and I said, I want to give a house away. Now just remember, I've just moved into my parents' house. Turn to the person next to you, say, the blessing works anywhere. The blessing of God is greater than our need. Can I just say that the blessing of God is greater than our need? So you can go fact check me on this. We, Belinda and myself, with Tutukisa, in 2002, we gave a house away with a Soweto newspaper. When I said, God, we want to give a house away. Yes, give the Lord a hand. He said, we want to give a house away, fully furnished. We want to food parcels because we want to help people. And it was just that idea and linking up with people, going and seeing people. God blessing the work of our hands when there was nothing. Because God's blessing is greater than the demand, greater than our need. I hope I'm stirring up something in some people's hearts here, because sometimes we say, God, when you bless me, then I'll be a blessing. But God says, I've blessed your hands already so that you can be blessed. What are you putting your hands to show that God has blessed you? There was nothing. It was a phone call. Can I have a meeting? I remember afterwards when I met with a lady, she said, at that time when you had called, that was what we were planning. Let's do a house giveaway. And here, by the grace of God, we did all of that. When things didn't work out, I got in my car the one Friday, everything didn't work out. Turn to the person next to you, say, sometimes things go wrong. But even when things go wrong, you're still blessed. It was a Friday afternoon when some things went wrong. I jumped in the car and drove through to Joburg in the traffic, because I knew when I got there and I could just put my hands on the matter, it would be blessed. Things would change. And when we got there, God blessed the whole situation and God turned it around. Amen. God is the one who blesses us. And I want you to know that God has blessed the work of your hands. So even if you don't have a job, it's not an excuse not to be a blessing. Can I have an amen? Amen. Even when you don't have a job and things have not worked out, your hands are still blessed. Go and put it to something. Go wash somebody's car then. Go say, I'm going to come and help and clean something. And just start to do something that the blessing that's upon your hands can start to work and start to flow. But most people sit with the promise that God said He's going to bless me and make me a financial channel. Or God's going to bless me and do this, and God's going to give me the promised land, and then we wait for God to pick up the promised land and bring it to us. Am I talking to the right people here? Where God says, I've blessed your hands, you now go and be a blessing. I was driving here and I saw the rubbish lying around in Blessbrook Street. If somebody doesn't get a vision to clean it this week, we're going and we're cleaning it. And we're going to be a blessing. God always blesses us above our ability. That's the way that He operates. But what have you put your hand to? We're always waiting, no, God, come and bless me. God says, I've blessed your hands. Go and do something. Sometimes we might even say, I don't have enough. I don't have a house to give away. The blessing is sufficient. If it's of God, He will make it happen. Turn to the person next to you, say, well, I'm going to share this with somebody. He's not talking to me right now, but I have to share this with somebody. The blessing is always greater than the need. The blessing is always greater than the need. God's grace is sufficient for us. So what you have to do, even if it doesn't work out, and God says, I've blessed the work of your hands, and you continue to do it until it works out. You know, when I was in property and I was selling property, there was one property I had to sell it 5 times. 5 times I had offers to purchase and sold it. Say, thank you, Lord, for the blessing. And then something happened that a deal didn't go through. I said, that's not going to happen. That property is going to be sold. I'm going to, Lord, give me another buyer. Sign another contract. Am I talking to the right people here? sometimes that client that was your best client suddenly gets funny with you. Don't get funny back with him. Show him whose hands are blessed. Since the blessings are available, why is it that some people are not experiencing the fullness of the blessing? Can I submit to you a reason? You've not put your hands to anything. Say, Aina. Many of us are waiting for God to do something, and God is waiting for you to do something. You're waiting for it to happen, and God says, you make it happen. I thank God for a dad. You know how many times I got angry with my dad? As a young man, driving in the car with him, my dad would preach to me. Have you got dads preaching to you? When you're young, you're not going to like it. When you get older, you're going to appreciate it. My dad preached to me, and then he ended up in the church here, and I preached to him every Sunday. Amen. So be careful, what you sow is what you will reap. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. But my dad always used to say to me, don't wait for it to happen, make it happen. I say, I know, I know, I know. He says, no, you don't know, make it happen. So when things are not happening, don't start to use these hands to kill, steal, and destroy. Because Christ came to bring, give us life and life more abundantly. These hands are here to bring life, to help people, to pick up people, not to push people down, to bless people, not to curse them, to show kindness and gentleness and be a friendly person and not hurt people. Let's not go into that. Amen. Joshua knew what Moses had said, that the work of your hands are blessed. And God said to him, listen, let me tell you something, Joshua. It's not just your hands that are blessed. Everywhere you're going to put your feet, I'm going to give that to you. Not just your hands, your feet. But are you prepared to take that step? Because sometimes when we have to go into the promised land, God has blessed us, but there's giants. He said, the giants are stronger than you. The enemies you are going to face are stronger than you. But I'm with you and I've blessed you and I'm going to give you the victory. So sometimes the things that we face are overwhelming. But the blessing of God that's on your hands is greater than the need. Where you put your feet, it's your territory. When you go to places, are you walking like a blessed man? When you put your hand to something, God has blessed it. Put your hand to something, it's blessed. Let me tell you something in business. There are certain things that only you can do because God has blessed and graced your hands to do certain things. Some of your things have not worked out because you as the boss thought you could delegate somebody to go do it. Well, the grace is on your hands to do it. Can I have one amen at least? There are certain things I know that I have to give attention to myself, otherwise it won't happen. So when your hands are blessed, you know, matter of fact, when you look at Luke chapter 19, when Jesus called 10 people and gave each of them a mina, he didn't even tell them that they are blessed. He said, go and do business until I come back. That's what he said. He says, what I've given you, the one talent that I've given you, go and do business. Your hands are blessed. Go do what you have to do. Ooh, it's very quiet here today. Have you been burying some of your gifts and talents that God has given you? Jesus says, I've blessed your hands. I've given you gifts and talents. Do business until I come back. Did he say, I'm going to give you a job? No, he didn't say that. He said, do business and make it happen until I get back because your hands are blessed. So your excuses as a Christian that I don't have a job is not an excuse before God with the talents that he's given you. What are you doing with it? Aina. unless you start to look at things from God's point of view, God's perspective, you'll always think nothing's working out. I hope I'm stirring some of you in your hearts. When God has given you talents and gifts, God, what is the next thing that I should do? Many of you cannot see the next thing because you've not taken the next step. Let me give you some revelation. God's word is a lamp unto your feet. And if you don't start to take that first step, guess what? The light cannot move for you to see what's the next thing that you have to do. But some of you are anchored like this, not doing anything. Do you know what was one of the first steps that we did on this piece of land when we bought it? When the Lord said, start to build. We didn't have the money in the account, even for the foundations. We said, okay, what's the next thing that must happen? If we're going to build a church and God has blessed our hands, the next thing that must happen, we must clean this whole site. Then we asked, he said, who's got bush cutters? Mr. Bush Cutter, are you here? Wave. There's Mr. Bush Cutter. See, give the Lord a hand for Mr. Bush Cutter. David. David said, I've got bush cutters and I've got shields that goes with it and gloves. And we said, bring all of it. Amen. And we even made a video of us bush cutting this whole piece of land. Because God blessed the work of our hands. It wasn't the building that was standing here. It was just the grass that's being cut. And we made a video. This whole site clean. And then the next thing that had to happen, the top layer had to be removed. Who's got a bulldozer? And then the one guy said to me, I've got a bulldozer that's doing nothing. I said, well, that bulldozer can come do something here. He says, I'm bringing it. And then we removed the top layer. And God blessed the work of our hands. And then I said, okay, what's the next thing that needs to happen now? Then one pastor said to me, have you had a groundbreaking service? I said, no, what's that? He says, you go to the site and you break the ground and you dance like the building and praise and worship and exalt God like the building is done. I said, oh, okay, let's do that. And we said, okay, everybody after Sunday, we said, we're coming here. And if you were here, that's what we did. We came and we broke, we even had a special spade. I've still got it in the one boardroom, even sprayed it silver afterwards. Made it nice. And we broke the ground and God blessed the work of our hands and we could do that. He said, okay, God, what's next? Now we have to build a platform. And the G5 that the guys promised us that they started putting down here wasn't G5. It was rubble. It was nonsense. And I said, stop with that. You're dumping all your rubble here. We want G5. He said, stop. So sometimes there's a bit of a hiccup. Turn to the person next to you and say, sometimes there's a hiccup. I say, stop. I say, remove this rubbish. And then we tested and we see the soil here worked. And we could use that. And then there was somebody else. Still no money. Just trusting God. He said, I've got the equipment. It's available. I'm moving it from Soweto to Bronco Sprite. Can we come? And I said, yes. The plans were approved. And that was the next thing. We did the platform. And God blessed the work of our hands. So sometimes it's not just like this. Sometimes you're going to have to do that first thing. Take that first step. Amen? You want this big company, say, to do curtains for hotels and things like that. Get the first sewing machine and just make a tablecloth. And do something that God can start to bless the work of your hands. You might clean the street here and God is blessing the work of your hands. And in the next 5 to 10 years, you've got a company that's removing all the waste in the city with your own equipment, your own trucks and your everything. But everybody wants to know, God bless me with the 5 trucks that I can have my own business. But often it doesn't work like that. God blessed David's hands when he was looking after the sheep. And it's there where he got ready to look after God's people. We have to see that God withholds no good thing from us. He wants to bless the work of your hands, but what have you put your hands to? God can bless you beyond your capacity, your own ability. But what are you doing with that blessing? I'm touched. My heart is always touched when I see prominent people in our church washing floors. ladies with high heels cleaning. The glam SWAT. Putting the glam aside and saying, God, I'm glamming for you. Let your temple shine. There are people coming. Am I talking to the right people here? God has blessed the work of your hands. Go put your hands to something. Romans 15 verse 29 says, but I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. It's not just the work of your hands where you put your feet, but everything that you do, you're doing it with the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've ever attended a pre-service prayer meeting where we pray, we have prayer meetings here in this church before anything happens here. It's because we rely and trust on God. But if you've ever attended one, you'll hear me say to all the ushers, those stasis, media department, children, everybody, after we've prayed, I always tell them, I say, go now with the full blessing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and go be a blessing to somebody. Go touch and change somebody's life. Raise your hand if you've ever attended one of those meetings. That's what I say. I say, go with the fullness. Because I know God has blessed His people. When servants come to serve with a servant's heart, God blesses the work of our hands. You know, when you walk in this blessing, can I tell you the greatest thing about God? We think everything that I touch and everything I do that God will bless. But you know, this word of God gives you grace. That even sometimes when you forget to do something, God still blesses it. Turn to the person that you say, I like that. You know, sometimes you've worked hard on something and then you leave it and you forget or you miss out or you make a mistake. Am I talking to the right people? You know, in Deuteronomy 24 verse 19, when you reap your harvest in your field and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. Can I say something? Many of you have done things where you've made money, where God has blessed the work of your hands, and it slipped away, and it's eating at you. God is saying, let it go. Turn to the person next to you, say, let it go. Turn to the person outside, say, let it go. Am I talking to the right people here? You've had something, it was yours, and then it slipped away. And you're thinking the whole time, oh, that sheep, I should go get that sheep, that's mine. God says, forget about that. You shall not go back to it. It shall be for the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. It's not what you've done or what you have forgotten about. It's God blessing the work of your hands. Amen? Sometimes we want to go back to things, deals that didn't work out, things that you've worked hard for that slipped away. Am I talking to the right people here? Many are looking back at what was lost in the field instead of putting your hand to the new thing that God has given you so that He can bless it. God says, let it go because I'm going to bless the work of your hands. Let me close with this. God blesses the work of your hands. Go put your hands to something. Not only does He bless the work of your hands, everywhere you put your feet is given that as territory. So you decide your hand can be a blessing or your hand can be a curse. With your hands, you can give, and with your hands, you can steal. Your hands tell a story. But the Bible says, whatever you do, do it with all your heart as unto the Lord. Because God's eyes are upon you. And when you do everything with all your heart as unto the Lord, you're doing it in faith. And faith is the thing that pleases God. And I guarantee you, when you come to God, what does verse 6 says? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And everybody that comes to Him must believe that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Verse 4 is where we spoke about Abel. By faith, who gave a more excellent offering. Why? In faith. So make that decision. Let's work with all our hearts. When you make a cup of coffee, make it with all your heart. When you wash a floor, with all your heart. If you're designing a building, with all your heart. If you're seeing a patient, with all your heart. Because God is blessing the work of your hands. Remember, all those servants had to give account. In Luke 19, verse 16, then came the first saying, Master, your miner has earned 10 miners. He says, the one that you gave me, I've multiplied it, it's now 10. And he said, oh, I love it. I can see you've worked with this blessing. Because you've been faithful with a little, I'm going to entrust you with a lot. I'm going to give you authority over 10 cities. The same was true of the two. What happened with the one person that just took that one and was hiding it? It was taken away from him. The one that you've got, make it work. God has blessed the work of your hands. Go put your hands to something. How faithful are you with that which God has given you? Have you put your hand to it? The gifts that God has given you, you have to use it. You have to use it to advance the kingdom of God. I said to somebody this week, I said, when God blesses you, the gift and the talent that He has blessed you with, when you get a promotion, that does not mean you're a kingdom builder. It just means you got a promotion. When you get an increase and you multiply your salary, you're not a kingdom builder. It's what God has given you. When you start using it to advance the kingdom, then you become a kingdom builder. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We are here to build God's kingdom. Can I tell you something? The blessings of Abraham rest upon all of us. If you are born again, the Bible says in Galatians 3 verse 14, the promise that was made to Abraham was the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit with you, the Holy Spirit is helping you, working in you, with you, through you. That's how David killed the giant. It was with the help of the Holy Spirit. He had a friend in the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, God reminded them of the blessing that's on the inside of them that helps them to be successful. But that's Moses' law. Our blessing comes from Abraham. The covenant with Abraham. Amen? So God has blessed the work of your hands. God has blessed the work of your hands. He's placed the ability on the inside for you to be successful. I said next year is a year of double grace. Grace upon grace. John chapter 1. Grace upon grace. What will you do as a kingdom builder? What will you do as a kingdom builder when there's double grace? Will it be for yourself or will it be for the kingdom? Will you be a double blessing when there's double grace? When there's double grace, will you be double blessing? Because that's what it's all about. When we ask God, God bless the work of my hands. God blesses the work of our hands so that we can be a blessing. That's what the book of Acts said. It's more blessed to give than to receive. This is what it's all about, so that we can change our community. Are you ready to be a blessing? Some of you just need to go to some people that think that they are cursed, that nothing is going to work out, and just go greet and say, just touch my hand, let me just bless you quickly. Am I talking to the right people here? Some of you just need to go pray for some people and say, I just want to bless you. We can only give for God's sake when we've got God's ways in mind of what God wants to do. Why did He bless Abraham? He blessed him so that the promise of the Holy Spirit could come to us as Gentiles. No matter how difficult it may be, remember the thing that brings the greatest honor to God is when we obey Him. The only proof of our faith is our obedience. So God has blessed us to be a blessing. God blesses the work of your hands. If you've been sitting there and say, God, nothing is working out, say, God, give me revelation to understand that you've blessed the work of my hands. What is it that I should put my hands to that I can be a blessing? And even if it's something small and you start to volunteer, God will bless the work of your hands and you'll see what God will do. Because God cannot lie. God's blessing is greater than a demand, greater than your need. And He'll take you from where you are to where He wants you to be.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.